Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama outlines his plan for his final year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference on Friday, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to squeeze the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama had touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria, foreign ministers adopting the U.S.-drafted resolution late on Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. Absent from the text is any mention of the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results show Rwandans have voted to change their constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office many more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. Current law requires President Kagame to step down at the end of 2017. This is VOA News. African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. Communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. It authorizes the deployment of an initial period of 6 months. Council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move his critics say is unconstitutional. International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land this year is expected to top the 1 million mark and do so next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that some 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast and nearby Greek islands just this week on Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the 1 million mark will be reached by Tuesday.
These very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
Geneva-based agency said that 990,761 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About 800,000 people have crossed from Turkey to Greece, among them more than a half, about 455,000, are Syrian. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made a surprise visit on Friday to Afghanistan, where he met with U.S. military commanders and Afghan officials. The visit comes as a new Afghan political group is pressuring the Kabul government to do more to stabilize the country. Mr. Carter arrived amid an intensified Taliban insurgency and new concerns over Islamic State loyalists whose emergence has complicated U.S.-led international efforts to stabilize Afghanistan. The Vatican is saying that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Italian media reports the formal canonization ceremony is expected to take place in September of next year, making it one of the highlights of Pope Francis's so-called Year of Mercy. Mother Teresa was famed for her lifetime service to the poor, establishing homeless shelters, orphanages, soup kitchens, and clinics around the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA.